Life support is nominal. The oxygen danger indicator level is yellow. Please remember that this is a non-smoking pirate ship.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to GameIndustry.com's The Gin Lounge. I'm John Breeden, your Chief Lounge Lizard, and your host for this episode of the show. Today, we're going to be talking about zombies again, as Billy talks to us about his review of The Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 3, In Harm's Way. And so, In Harm's Way was the third episode of, I'm assuming, Billy, this is going to be a planned 5-season episode arc like it normally is.
It is indeed.
All right, so we've got five, so we've got two more to look forward to. Now I unfortunately usually when we have these chats, I'm usually able to join you and tell you, oh, that zombie killed me 6 times before I realized that they wanted me to pick up the quarter laying on the ground, you know, or something. But I can't do that this much this time because I still cannot get to the game. There's some sort of a Steam error where it tells me that episode 3 is available for download, and I click here to download it, and it goes, ha, silly man, episode 3 isn't available for download. Try again later. And then there's another button that goes, you can buy episode 3 right now. And I click on that, and it takes me to the screen where it's like, hey, give us your credit card and you can buy episode 3, even though you've already bought a season pass. So I haven't done that option because I'm not sure buying it again is going to fix whatever technical problems they're having. So I'm out of the loop, Billy. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to carry this one.
All right. I got this.
Well, okay, so when we last left our intrepid little girl Clementine, we had a really excellent episode 2 where she got to meet someone from her past, and someone that you were very excited about, right?
Yes, yeah, indeed, very excited.
So Kenny's back, and I guess it's well. I mean, I guess it's okay since we were supposed to do this episode a couple weeks ago, and then we got caught up with E3 and everything else. So it's not really a spoiler when the game's for like you know long enough that if anyone who wanted to really play it, or who is having 100% good relationship with their Steam service could play it by now. So Kenny's back, and it was kind of cool, and there was some weird stuff like. You know, you forget to mention that you saw flashlights at the bottom of the. I mean, you know they were chasing you.
Yeah, that was annoying. The fact that it didn't even let you. It didn't give you an option to even be like, hey, there's people coming.
Yeah, remember you had me climb that really dangerous tower with the binoculars so I could see if anyone was coming, and now I wasn't able to, you know, report it. So then we get surprised, sort of, I guess.
Kind of.
Well, our characters got surprised. I don't think too many players were too awfully surprised.
No.
Well, the zombies don't usually wander around with flashlights. That was kind of a giveaway that was somebody else down there. But anyway, I thought it was a really good episode. I enjoyed it. There was enough back and forth. I mean, some of the choices were less than heroic. I mean, it was like middle school. Like, which table are you going to sit at?
Don't start a drama fight just because you chose to sit somewhere different today.
Yeah, it's going to be like, oh no, the one group, the one clique isn't going to like me as much. But anyway, you get caught and you get taken to, what's the guy's name?
Carver.
Who runs Carver. Yeah, so now here's the thing. You had this theory, and this is one of the first questions I'm going to ask you, because this is one of the things I really wanted to know, really why I wanted to play episode 3, is that looking at the TV show and looking at episodes even from season 1 in the video game, they seem to – Telltale seems to like to – and also with the TV show too. They like to pull the rug out from under you. They like to kind of set up a situation where you think everything is one way and then you learn that it's something completely different. And usually it's to the worse. Usually it's like – you know, like when you got in season 1, when you got to the dairy farm, and everyone was like, oh, the dairy farm, it's really cool. Oh, they have a cow, and they grow their own crops, and everything's going to be nice. And then you're attacked by cannibals. You know, obviously, things were terrible.
Yeah.
The same thing, I think, yeah, well, the same thing kind of happens in the TV show. Like, the end of this series, they had just gotten to,
Terminus.
Terminus. And you thought, oh, Terminus is going to be really cool. And then at the very, very end, like the last 10 minutes, you're like, oh, well, Terminus is kind of not, probably not really cool. We don't really know how bad Terminus is, but it ain't that great when you get stuck into a rail car and locked in and your friends get robbed. So I don't know. So, okay. So now here, let's get back to the game. So here we are captured by this group, which seems to be at least somewhat violent, and you're being taken to their fortress, and all you've ever been told about them is that they're evil and they're terrible because you only saw the one side of the situation. My thought was, and I think you were sort of getting at this too, is that you would get there and they would sort of pull a switcheroo on you again and really find out that maybe you were with the bad guys all along and these are really the good guys or something of that nature. Was there anything like that type of thing in episode 3?
No, actually. Theory was completely wrong. You know, Carver just turns out to be, without too many spoilers, he is a massive jerk. I mean, he is he's a mean jerk that does anything to keep his – I think he calls it the home is what he – where they all stay at. But, I mean, he's like very violent about if you're useless, I don't care what happens to you kind of thing. And it's I was expecting – you know, we were both talking about there would be that switch and, you know, Luke and the other guys would kind of be the bad people. But, no, Carver is just kind of the big baddie. He really is.
So he's not even the what we were kind of talking about, sort of like the anti-hero, where it's like, you know, he does bad things because you have to keep your group together. He's more like, you know, in love with being in charge and stuff like that.
Yeah, like you can see like points where it's like, oh, it makes sense that he's doing this, even though it's like a really mean thing to do. But then there are points where he just like goes completely beyond that. And you're like, oh, OK, he's actually just a power crazy moron.
OK, wow, that's pretty cool. So you get stuck there. And I assume does the entire episode then pretty much take place at his little house?
Yeah.
What he calls the house.
It's like a, I don't know, I can't think. It's a retail store, pretty much. They've got like a Walmart, basically, locked down and everything, which is, I don't know, that's always a really popular thing in zombie stuff is, you know, go to the local, you know, grocery store and lock it up and everything. And that's what it is. And it's, yeah, the whole episode takes place there. And
is it a decent fortress? I mean, do they have a fence and stuff like that? Or is it just...
It's like... Being built still, it's sturdy enough to keep, you know, the normal walkers out and stuff like that. But if like a big wave were to come by or something like that, it wouldn't stand up to it. They could handle a few walkers at a time kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the whole grocery store thing is, you know, I mean, generally there's too many windows and it's too open and it's not really designed to be, you know, they're not really built to be fortresses because generally there aren't zombies to worry about when you're building. You're more worried about a fire and people able to get out.
So you have plenty of exits. Yeah.
So they're at this Walmart. I guess they also have I guess supplies and things that were at the store and so forth.
Yeah, I mean they're like, you know, they've got lots of food and ammo and stuff like that. Like one of the jobs Clementine is given is literally she just sits down in a room full of ammo and just loads magazines. It's like they have
what? Really?
Yeah, you have that. They have that much ammo load laying around that they're just like they're picking up boxes of shells and just loading them into magazines.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Well, they could hold off a pretty big horde with that kind of firepower.
Yeah,
because most people don't. You know, most people have like you know a 6-shot gun with maybe 2 bullets left in it. You know.
Yeah. No, these guys are well armed and they're ready. It's just their fortress isn't built up enough yet. They've got the guns. They just don't have like you know the outer wall protecting them quite yet.
Interesting. So when you get to So how's the interface, the interactions? So what's the big secret? I mean, what was the relationship? Did those people that you were with, I assume they were originally part of Carver's group and they left and he just wants them. Why does he want them back so badly?
Well, okay. Basically, they did leave, and Carver is very crazy about people leaving. He's specifically interested in the one woman. I can't remember her name for the life of me. The pregnant woman.
Right.
Because he believes it to be his child and everything like that. And that's sure. why he wants her and everything. Yeah, because they talk about that in the last episode. Mm. But I honestly don't understand why he wants all these other people coming in. It's like these people obviously don't like you, and all they're going to do is disrupt your home, and yet you're bringing them into it. And granted, he throws everyone in like basically like the lawn and garden section and leaves them out there because he's like, well, you're not in the store, but you're protected because there's a little fence out there and everything. And he kind of just leaves them outside.
They're in the lawn and garden center.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, so that's sort of like his, like, I don't know, purgatory area, I guess. And I assume, so is Clementine stuck in the lawn garden center too?
Yeah, Clementine's there, and there's a few other people that he doesn't like. There was one guy that, and this is like right at the beginning, so I don't mind talking about it. There's this guy you meet who was supposed to come with, like, Luke and the group when they first ran away, but he didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And you see him, and he's missing his arm because Carver's punishment was he cut the guy's arm off and threw him outside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
He's pretty freaking violent about this kind of stuff. Like, he doesn't put up with any disloyalty or anything like that.
And how many people are with him in this store? I mean, your original group was like, what, like six folks, something six, like that. How many does Carver have?
Carver's group is, I don't know, probably five or six people. You will appreciate it more because you played 400 days. Everyone in Carver's mm-hmm. group is people you played as in 400 days.
Oh, so those are, well, yeah, if you were successful at 400 days, supposedly, and you kept your save file. Cause like, at the end of 400 days, there's this thing where this woman asks you to come. Oh, you know what? I believe the woman that asked you to come with you is the pregnant lady.
So this
must be before. Yeah, now that I think about it. So you play the five stories in 400 days, and then all the people end up together at this one campsite. And then I believe, yeah, I think it's the woman who's pregnant now that you've mentioned that. I think she shows up and she's like, hey, I've got this really great place for you to live. And depending on the choices you made in 400 days, all the people will come or none of the people will come or some of the people. I think mine are like, I don't know, three of the five people decided to go with her.
Okay.
So that must be what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the tie into 400 days then.
Yeah, I didn't have any save data, so it just threw them all in there.
Yeah, well, good. Well, it's probably better, because like I said, I thought I did everything pretty darn good, and I only got like three people to join. Like two people were holdouts, so they wouldn't even been there. So Carver has only like five people in his group?
It's not very many. I don't know, seven at a max, but it doesn't seem
like
so.
The people who are outside, the people who are outside in the garden center almost outnumber or at least equal the people who are inside.
Oh yeah, completely.
It's just, I guess, the people on the outside aren't issued machine guns.
Yeah, exactly. that's the big crux they have.
I can see that. So is there okay? So what is Carver's relationship with Clementine then? Does he, cause in the previews, it kind of made it look like he was sort of accepting of her or liked her or whatever. Or just, he just like treat her like a jerk too. Cause she's kind of your eyes through this whole series.
Yet again with Carver, he's such a weird, I don't know. I almost want to say dynamic character. He jumps a lot. He's very much for corporal punishment, and I mean like hardcore corporal punishment, smack kids across the face and, you know, bruise them up. That happens at like the opening of the episode, pretty much. If you say the right or wrong thing, I guess, however you're looking at it, he'll just slap her across the face. But but then at the same time, he like kind of tries to mentor her later and be like, hey, you're like me. We're both tough. We're both survivors. We're not like the rest of these schmucks. And, you know, that's the point whenever you can be like, hey, screw off, Carver, or you know what, you're kind of right, and, you know, stuff like that. But
gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, is there any way that the people not so so what is your goal in episode three then? Is it trying to impress Carver by doing these jobs so that you can become an indoor person, or is it trying to find a way to escape? Or I mean, what's your motivation in this? Or is it, you know, just trying to sort of, I mean, I don't know because I haven't played. So what's kind of the theme of what you're trying to do in this one?
It's mainly honestly just the first part is kind of figuring out, you know, who's on the outside, these different people. And then it pretty much turns into, hey, we really need to get out of here because this dude's crazy. And there's a horde of walkers coming and we don't think this place will survive. So we should get out of here pretty soon.
Okay. So how do you know that the walkers are coming? Does somebody tell you?
Yeah, they have a scout and evidently, I don't know. I guess walkers are kind of like the weather. You can just forecast, you know, oh, they're coming at this way at such an angle. They must be coming towards us. I don't know. I thought it was weird that they just, you know, they see this horde like so far away you can't even see them. And they're like, yeah, they're coming our way. We know. They've got to be coming our way. There's no way they'll, you know, just walk in a random direction because they're zombies.
Okay. Well, so then your preparations. And then what about the ability to because I know you like – I know you're disappointed when the episodes are all sort of action sequences and you really like it when you get a chance to walk around and talk to people and role play and stuff. What's the balance like in 3?
There's a lot more talking because you're all locked outside in this garden center and it's all, and there's a lot of time to just sit around and talk and figure out, you know, more about who people are because – I don't know if you felt like this. I think you did, actually. But I felt like I barely knew Luke and his group because, I mean, you kind of just show up. They were thrown in a shack, and then you're with them for a little bit. I mean.
Yeah, and every time you tried to talk to them, they were very cagey about, you know, who was related to what and all that stuff. And it was, yeah, it was like they still saw you as an outsider. So you couldn't really, until you got to that lodge and you actually, and then you only had like 5 minutes before, you know, you get attacked or whatever. But you couldn't really talk to anybody. You couldn't really sit down and like get to know them or anything. I mean, they were very cagey. Does the relationship that the father and that weird girl have get fleshed out at all, or fleshed out at all in this episode? Do you ever find out why the girl seems to not know that there's zombies walking around the world?
You know what? That still really was never. I just keep assuming she's just like stupid naive because they don't really talk about it too much. You can tell he's obviously an overprotective parent and everything. Mm. And I don't know. It was that relationship didn't really get fleshed out as much this episode, but other relations with other characters and meeting new characters. And there was even some talking to like characters inside of Carver's group. And you were like, oh, you kind of learn more about them and why they're there. Like, for example, the one girl who shows up asking for food and everything before Carver's group gets to the lodge, and then she, like, betrays you pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, you sit down with her to load ammo, so you talk to her and find out why she did what she did and her motivations and stuff like that. And there's a lot more talk.
She was from 400 Days.
Was she?
Okay. I mean, she was from 400 Days. She was with another guy and his wife, and they had the – I don't know if this is brought up in episode 3 or not, but they were kind of traveling together, and it was kind of assumed that the husband liked her better than his wife, so there was tension there, you know, and then they end up – one of them, I think it's her, ends up stealing – remember, it all takes place around this truck stop.
Yeah,
and she ends up stealing something, a packet of food or something from the people who are at the truck stop at the time. Because remember, it changes hands several times because it takes place over a year period. And they start chasing them through the field, and there's this one thing where you're hiding behind this tractor, And this flashlights are getting closer to you, and you have to take this pipe and swing it, you know, to like crack the guy who's coming after you, mm-hmm. so you can get away. And you end up accidentally killing the wife, because you know, you thought it was a bad guy, and it was really her. And then the husband shows up, and then you have the option to say like, "Oh, look what those bastards did to her," or "Sorry, it was an accident." You know, and just for the sake of argument, in that situation with a bunch of people still trying to kill me, I was just like, "Oh, damn, this bastard's really hurt her good. Let's not dwell on it and get the hell out of here."
Yeah.
So I don't know if she brings up any of that stuff in her thing. So I assume she's alone. There's not some old sugar daddy who's hanging out with her anymore. So I guess she dumped him. She kind of seemed a little evil at her core to begin with. But do you feel sympathy for her when you talk to her some more? I mean, you don't know her backstory. So what was your impression of her as a character?
When I talked to her, since I didn't know any of her backstory, you know, like we're loading ammo and all this, and she's trying to apologize and everything, and I'm sorry, you seem like good people. And mm-hmm. I don't know, with everything that was happening in that episode, I was just like, I am sick of these people. So I was like, you know, screw off, lady. I'm not accepting your apology. I'm not even going to talk to you. I'm just going to sit here and load ammo and hope you don't talk to me. So I was a jerk to her.
Okay. Well, maybe she deserves it, depending on, you know, what you think, your perspectives. So was there any, like, oh crap moments in this episode? I mean, anything that stood out? Usually they have something where, or were there any of those action sequences too? Do zombies come into the garden center and, you know, you have to like throw plants, and then it's Plants versus Zombies. That's the wrong game.
Right. There's a few action sequences. More of this episode is focused on stealth and sneaking around and, like, you know, not getting caught doing stuff you're not supposed to do. As for old crap moments, the episode's climax is a huge old crap moment, and I enjoyed it, but at the same time, the stuff that was going on, I was like, oh gosh, they're gonna kill a character. Someone's dying. It was one of those, you know, someone's dying, and I was very concerned for the character. I was like, no, don't kill them.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You kind of get that where somebody's going to die. You sort of get the feeling. It's sort of like watching the season finale of Game of Thrones. You just know. like how many characters are not going to make it to the end of this season?
Yeah. It's the same. And this was probably one of the gorier episodes I've played. I think this might have been the goriest episode I've ever played, just for sheer amount of like blood and brutality that was in the episode. It was like, Mike, and most of that's due to Carver, honestly. So
it's human on human gore, not just smashing a zombie's head open.
Yeah,
or something.
It's zombies honestly don't play a big part in this episode. They're there for like a smidgen. It's human relations and how evil people can really be as brought up. And it was to the point Aaliyah was like, I don't like watching you play these games anymore because it just makes me hate humanity.
Yeah. Well, you know, the TV show, some of their best episodes are ones where the zombies are real, real peripheral characters, you know, and it's just about how messed up people get and what other people have to do and stuff like that. And, you know, how far do you have to go before you don't really consider yourself human anymore and things like that.
Yeah,
so it's good questions. It's good to see a video game being able to do that. So, I glanced at your review, briefly, but I didn't read the bottom part of it where you took. So where is this in the episode? The other concern that we had was the episode's getting shorter and shorter. So where did this one fall in that, in your concern zone?
This was about midway. I could see this as an acceptable time, though I'd want more. I think I got, if I'm remembering right, I think I got about 2.5 hours out of this. I can't remember specifically, but I think it was right around there. And I can do with that. I'd like to see, you know, half an hour, you know, hour more, but because that's a lot of the episodes in season one were, you know, a nice chunk, 3 to 4 hours, but yet again, they focused more on talking and learning about characters, which is what this episode did over the action sequences.
Right, right. Okay. All right, so episode 4 is out whenever Telltale decides to put it out. They never give us a schedule. But I assume it'll be, you know, somewhat soon. They'll be like, they'll say nothing, and then like a day before it's out, they're like, it's coming out tomorrow!
Yep. That's about normal.
So are you looking forward to seeing where this season's gonna go? Or do you have any predictions as to where this is gonna go?
I don't know. The end of episode 3 was so, it was a freaking cluster, to be honest. There was just so much happening at once, and it was like sensory overload almost. So I don't really know. Predictions. What do I think's gonna happen? Honestly, I think I can't even remember her name.
Well,
the little girl.
Clementine.
No, not Clementine, the other one.
Oh, the weird girl.
The naive one, the really naive one.
Yeah.
I think she's just going to go off her rocker, honestly. I expect this to happen.
Okay,
but,
Well, in season one, we had the main character die at the end. Do you think Clementine's going to survive through the entire season?
Honestly, I think she will. If only because I know Telltale has confirmed a season 3. I'm pretty sure, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Telltale's confirmed a season 3. And I cannot see them killing off Clementine to give us another character. Even like, for example, if it was crazy naive girl and it's all about her learning how to survive and everything, there's only 2 episodes left. Clementine does not have, you know, the time to teach this girl to pass on, like, you know, the protagonist torch to her. So and that's the only girl I could see being like really interesting to play as, because the rest of
them
because
all the other people are. Yeah, they're adults, and I see what you're saying.
But, yeah.
I mean, Lee was like that, but Lee was interesting because Lee was a sort of bad guy, although he really wasn't. But it was his interaction with Clementine that made him an interesting character, really.
Yeah, Clementine is, yet again, at the crux of it all. It's like you can't – I don't know. It's like you can't do a Walking Dead video game without Clementine, really.
Maybe Clementine and that weird girl will wander off on their own, and then it could be like Clementine teaching the other girl, you know, how to not be stupid out in the world. Who knows?
I've honestly wondered if they won't do a time skip, like, you know, Clementine's, you know, what, 10, something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, we get to season 3 and Clementine's, you know, like a teenager or a young adult or something. I could see Telltale doing it. The only reason I don't think it would happen is Robert Kirkman, who does, like, you know, the comics and everything, is very strict on saying he does not like time skips. He hates doing that. So I don't know if he would even let that happen, or if he wants it to go a different way. You know, I don't know.
Well, the other thing is, I wonder if that would mess up. You don't know if that would mess up his. I mean, from the TV show, I mean, there's that one character who, like, supposedly knows how to cure the zombie plague, who's now locked in a box in Terminus. But, you know, who knows? 5 years from now, the zombie plague might be cured. I mean, in Kirkman's mind, we don't know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So jumping ahead could really screw up the thing, and, you know. So I don't know, but interesting stuff. So you're looking forward to episode 4 and 5, and I'm still looking forward to episode 3, but maybe one day. I have spent about 2.5 hours trying to get it to work. So I mean, maybe I'll have much more fun when it finally does. So that's Billy, fair. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
And we will see you right here. We're at GameIndustry.com, obviously. This is probably where you're listening to it. We're also on our iTunes channel. We're at Facebook, Facebook.com/GameIndustry. We're at Google Plus, also under Game Industry. And we are on Twitter at Atchison Lounge. So there you go. There you can find us all those different places. So until next time, guys, if you're gonna barricade yourself in a store, make sure it's a Walmart with plenty of ammunition. And until that day, we'll see you right here every week at the Gin Lounge. Take care, everyone. We'll be right back.